Big Brother! Big Brother! Big Brother! Big Brother! Big Brother! Guess what? Check it out!
Look! Look at my new pajamas!
They are my little mermaid themed! Look, look, look! If I put my legs together with the pants, how it like flows out at the bottom, and it's all like wavy, and it's got like the like ribbed fabric. When I put my feet together, it kind of looks like a mermaid tail, doesn't it? I'm a mermaid! Isn't it great? And the shirt, it's purple, just like Ariel's shirt. Well, seashells? It's purple just like Ariel's seashells when she was a mermaid. I'm just like Ariel! Because I've got red hair, and Ariel has red hair, and Ariel has a purple shirt, and I've got a purple shirt, even though my shirt's a lot bigger than Ariel's, and she has a tail, and if I put my feet together, I look like I have a green tail, and it's perfect. Oh, and it's so soft. Bro, it's so soft. You have no idea. I am so cozy right now, and the fabric is so soft, you have no idea. You wanna feel it? Yeah? You wanna feel how soft my shirt is, huh? Then move over. Come on, scooch. Scooch. Oh, I wanna lay down too. Ah, come on. There's enough room up here for two of us. Your bed's bigger than mine. You've got more pillows and my bed's cold. Come on, move over. Thank you. All right. You may feel how soft my shirt is. But don't be a weirdo about it. Hear me? Don't be a creep. I know. You'd never be a creep. My big brother isn't one of those weirdos. And work? It's okay. This doesn't sound too bad. Come on. Let me have some blankets. Thank you very much. It's cold. It's really cold. It's better. Thank you. What about that one coworker though, you know, the one that you were telling me about yesterday? How's that going? Okay. It was alright. You know, pretty average day, I guess. You know how it's been. Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's see. This morning, on my way to work, I stopped by the coffee shop. No, not that one. The other one. The one that I've been wanting to try. Yep. I left early, like 10 minutes early or so. Yeah, after you are already gone. But still, 10 minutes early is 10 minutes early. Right? And then I went around the block so that I would be facing the right way before I went into the coffee shop, because It's only got the one entrance, and the way that I usually go to work, if I drive down the street, I'd have to turn into the exit in order to get there. And if I turn down the street, I mean, I guess I could have just, like, driven past it a little bit and then driven down the street and turned into it that way because it's on the corner. But I didn't want to do that because my car doesn't turn very well. And, well, you know how Sylvia is. She doesn't have the best turn radius. She's trying. She's a really hard worker, but she doesn't have the best turn radius. So, I just thought that it would be a better idea for some reason to, like, take a totally different turn in a totally different direction so that I could go around the block because, you know, there's really big office building that's in the way of those two blocks, so it's not, like, a perfect grid, so you have to go two blocks instead of just one block in order to, like, start going up the road instead of, like, down it. Does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Well. Anyway. So I turned up it, and then I got to the coffee shop. Because I thought that this one would be faster, because, well, you know, I keep being late to work, because I keep going to the other one, and it's so slow. Like, it's on the way. I just have to, like, barely turn off, and I'm boom, right there in, like, the little drive-thru coffee stand. But they move so slow, and there are always so many people there. Last week, I left 20 minutes early, and I was still late getting into the office. That's trash. I don't want them to think that I'm a bad employee just because I'm always late. Just because the coffee is super slow. Even when I left 20 minutes early, I should have had more than enough time. And so that's why I wanted to try this place out. And it's a lot faster. It's so much faster. If I could just, like, find a way to not have to go, you know, two blocks out of my way just to face the right direction to pull into the parking lot, it'd be fine. But immediately after I pulled out of the parking lot, I realized that there's this, like, little alley that's halfway before it, and I could just turn into the little alley, drive around the building, and sneak my way into the drive-thru line, and I'd be facing the right direction, and it would all be perfect, and then I don't have to drive out of my way, I don't have to spend 5 minutes going the wrong direction, I mean, not 5 minutes, like 2 minutes, but anyway, it'll be faster, and then this coffee shop is so much faster. Oh, Big Brother, it's so much faster. They have a lot less traffic, because it's kind of out of the way, and they go way faster because they've got a little bit more employees. And honestly, I like their coffee better too, because, well, their coffee's a lot sweeter. When I say extra caramel in my caramel macchiato, they know I mean it. And they mean business too. They always give me so much. It's great. I don't know if it's the caffeine or the sugar keeping me up at that point. Oh, come on. It's like once a week. It can't hurt. Oh. Okay, fine. Fine. I won't make a habit out of it. Just a treat. Just once a week. Nothing too big, okay? Don't worry. Hey! That's so mean! I'm already done growing. I'm all grown up now. I can't get shorter. I'm already short. There's no hope for me now. Let me enjoy coffee in peace. God, why are you such a bully? You sure got a funny way of showing love, huh? All right. Okay. So then I got into the office, and
I wasn't that late. It was like 6 minutes. That's less than 15 minutes, so that's perfectly on time. And you know what? So long as I'm there before my boss, it all counts as being on time, baby. Let's see, what did I do when I got to work? What did I do when I got to work? Oh, it was really cold today. It was like really, 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 really cold. Mm-hmm. And the heater in my office is broken. I don't know. We have this like little space heater. But because it's just a space heater, the person who's the closest to it always gets super hot and ends up turning it off. And then I'm all the way over on the other side of the room freezing my butt off. Yeah, I guess. But I already wore the biggest sweater I could have today. Big brother, I've only got like 4. I can't just wear sweaters all the time. I look frumpy. Frumpy! Aw. I don't want to look frumpy. Still like that. I don't know. Sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes I just can't put up with him anymore. Yeah, I know he's my manager. That doesn't mean he's easy to put up with, okay? I don't know, okay? He's just... Okay, I'm gonna be honest, I don't think he should have been made the manager. He doesn't know what he's doing. He always makes so much more work for us because he doesn't know what's going on and he doesn't know what to do and he's so, like, prideful. It's so dumb. He won't admit that he just needs help, and because he's always trying to, like, establish that he's the one in charge, whenever someone else does something that he didn't tell us to, even though it was the right thing to do, and it was done in the right way, and the way that they did it is good, and the product of it was super useful, he gets, like, grumpy and frumpy, and he always ends up lecturing us, and I feel like he never recognizes when we do really good hard work. Like, no matter how much work we put in, or how good the results are, he's never acknowledging it unless it's to make the rest of us feel bad. And even then, the second that person drops even like a little bit, he's getting on them so hard. And even when you could have like the best numbers in the whole city, okay, whole city, and he'll still be like telling you to increase it and to do better and to be more productive and to do all of these like dumb little things that don't even help anyone. It's just busy work. And it doesn't make any sense. And he's constantly threatening to cut people's hours. And he keeps making our lunch break shorter. And he's just stressing me out. Okay, he's stressing me out. I feel stressed. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like him. And he's kind of a bully. No, he doesn't bully me, but I feel like he bullies the others sometimes, and I don't like it, okay? I don't like it. Yeah, but just because I'm not the one being bullied doesn't mean that it's okay. I don't like the way that he treats other people. He's kind of mean, and it's not just enough to not bully me. You know how mean the customers can get sometimes, right? Yeah. Well, when the customers are really mean, he doesn't defend us either.
He takes the customers always right to a whole other level. And they're not always right. Sometimes they're being really mean and they're being really wrong. And what they are doing borders on illegal and is definitely against company policy. But he never takes our side and he never helps us and he never says that we're right. And I just, I don't like it. I don't feel like he's there for us. I don't know what he's there for. I don't even think he enjoys this job. And he always has some sort of excuse. He's always coming in late and he's always leaving early. And he says that because he's on salary, that's totally okay, but that's not the point of salary. Everyone knows that the real reason a company makes you salary is so that they can secretly make you work more than 40 hours a week and justify the fact that you're salaried and get a little bit more money than people get hourly to justify it. But I'm pretty sure even in the contract, if you're a salary, you have to commit to, like, at least 35 hours. But most places make you do 40. I bet we see in his contract that he has to work with us 40 hours. But he doesn't. He's always late, and he's always leaving early. And even though he cut our lunch breaks in half. In half! Ugh! Big brother! Half! Okay, you hear me? He cut them in half! From an hour to half an hour is absolutely, positively, incredibly unacceptable. But that's a different problem. This problem is he cut our lunches in half, but he still takes like an hour-long lunch. It's ridiculous. No way. If the boss gets an hour-long lunch, all of the little people should get an hour-long lunch. Because it's like the boss admitting that you need an hour to, like, properly eat and digest your food. And that half an hour isn't enough time. Because if they thought that half an hour was more than enough time, they would take a half-hour lunch too. But they're not. Yeah, so there's no way he's working 40 hours. I wouldn't be surprised if you count it all up, it's like 30 or 25 even. I swear, I see some of our interns more often than I see him. But yeah, so he makes it a hostile work environment and he's not reliable and he lets the customers abuse us and then he bullies some of us. And he doesn't know what he's doing. And even when we go out of our way and do his job, because our job relies on it, he gets mad and ruins it with literally just halts everything. Like, we can't do our job if he doesn't do his. So I don't see why it's such a big deal if we put in the extra work so that his part of the job is getting done. Like, if he was just nice and left us alone, we could literally operate without him. If he just signed the paperwork we needed him to sign sometimes and let us, like, make all of our own decisions, it would be perfectly fine. So long as he was nice while being useless. But he's worse than useless, bro. He's worse than useless. God. God, Big Brother, I've never seen someone who's worse than useless. He's actively a hindrance. Actively makes things worse. And he's the manager. He should be managing us, helping us, pushing us forward, letting us achieve more, and instead he's just getting in the way, making things worse. It sucks. He's just rough. He's terrible. Yeah, I guess you're right. It does kind of bring us closer together in a way. Trauma bonding over how horrible our boss is. Certainly closer now than ever before. Oh, gosh. That's so funny. You're so funny. funniest Big Brother. Ah, come on. Don't be shy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Go, that shuts you up. You always blush so much when I kiss you. Why? Oh, your reactions are so funny. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna kiss you. Don't push me away. Let me love you. Don't push me away. Stop. Stop! No! No, don't take the blankets! Don't take the blankets! Stop! Stop! It's cold! It's cold out here! No! Stop! I'll behave! I'll behave! Please! 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 Let me back into the blankets! Oh, it's cold! I'm sorry. Please don't take the blankets again. It's really cold. Gosh, why is the house so cold tonight? I'm sorry. I have repented of my actions. I will not bully you again. Please just hold me. Keep me warm. Oh, it's so cold. Slowly regaining body heat. Commencing thaw sequence. Okay, I'm better. I've achieved normal body temperatures yet again. You're so warm. Why did you get all the body heat, huh? Why can't I have some of that body heat? Yeah, I guess I am getting all the body heat now, huh? How do you like these apples? Cold toes! It's not so nice when the tables are turned, is it? No, 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 stop, stop. I'm sorry, I'll behave. Don't take a blanket. I'm sorry. I'll behave. I'll keep my gold toes to myself. Hey! Watch it! I can't help that they're cold. It's because I have a warm heart. All of the heat is right here. Right here, buddy. Right here. Bum bum. I don't know how the heat works, okay? I just know my heart is so warm. My toes are cold because my heart is warm because all of the heat in my body is in my heart because I'm so warm-hearted. Aha. Figured it out. Said, you're the best. You are. You're warm. You're so good to me. And you're nice and kind. And you always listen when I complain. I like that. No. I don't know. I don't feel like I can complain to Mom or Dad. Mom's always telling me that I should be better and I should let go and it's not good to talk about people like that. And you know how Dad is. He always gets so defensive and he like just always just trying to do something about it and he won't just listen. It's nice to have somebody who just listens. I really appreciate that about you, bro. You're a good big brother. If I really, really need you to protect me, you will. Of course. But you also just listen. And I like that. And more importantly, you're warm. Nice and warm. And you're funny. Well, I think you're funny at least. Honestly, I think you're the funniest. Don't let it get to your head, but I don't think I've ever met anyone as funny as you are. No, your sense of humor isn't like everybody else's, but that's what makes you funny. You're not telling the same joke I've heard everybody else make 100 times. Nobody makes the jokes that you do. And you get me. You give my sense of humor perfect. I love that. I appreciate it so much. Honestly, it's been kind of hard trying to fit in at work. We're all able to bond over how much we hate our manager, but other than that, I don't really know how to talk to everyone at work sometimes. I don't really know how to connect with them. I feel like they've always got something really cool going on, or some trip planned, or some party they're going to, or they're always talking about some bar, or some club, or some something, but I don't want to do those kinds of things. I've never been to a club or a bar, and I don't really want to start going. Those places seem kind of scary, you know? And there are always scary stories that come out of places like that. And I don't know. I'm scared to go by myself, and I'm scared to go for the first time, and I'm afraid of making a fool out of myself, and I don't really want to go out drinking. I don't think that sounds like fun. I know I don't have have to, and I'm not going to. I really, really don't want to. I just, I don't know. I feel like I don't. I feel like I don't fit in. I just. I don't know. I don't share any of their interests or their hobbies, and I don't really know what they're talking about sometimes. They're always going on about this video game or that TV show that I've literally never even heard of before. And whenever they mention, like, a movie or some, like, artist or some singer, they all go in on about it, and they go on and on, and they're always talking about this concert they went to, or this TV show they watched last night, or this video game they were gonna play, and I don't know any of it. None of them watch the anime that I watch, and I don't really like reality TV or dramatic movies. And I don't listen to a lot of music that everybody's into. Yeah, I could, but it sucks. Their media sucks, Big Bro. I want to fit in, but at what cost? How many hours of my life would I have to waste watching some movie I don't even like? Some TV show I wasn't even interested in. Just so I could talk to some people at work. Look. I know if I watched the same things as them, it'd be easier to talk to them, but that wouldn't fix my problem. Okay? Sometimes they do talk about things I know about. Like Harry Potter or something I just know, like, some fun facts about, and I still, gosh. I feel so embarrassing, Big Brother. You have no idea. I feel like such an embarrassment sometimes. I don't know how to come into the conversation, so I either don't say anything at all, or I feel like I come in at the wrong time with the dumbest information, and I feel like I'm annoying. How could I not be? No one wants some dumb little girl coming into their conversation like a know-it-all, sharing useless fun facts that nobody thinks is fun. I don't know. There's this one girl at work. She's really pretty. She's got the nicest hair, and she seems so nice to everyone else, but I don't know. I feel like I just annoy her, and I don't think she likes me very much, and I don't know why. I didn't do anything wrong. I never get in her way, and I only try to be helpful, but if I even so much as have to ask her a question, she always gets really irritated and defensive, and whenever we're in meetings, she literally sits so that her back is to me. Like she just can't stand the sound of my voice. I don't know. I feel like I just kind of get ignored a lot. Forgotten a lot. Kind of feel transparent sometimes, you know? And then when the customers come in and they need something, then I'm suddenly not invisible. They can be so mean sometimes. They say just the nastiest things, and I don't know why. I don't know why people feel like they need to be so mean. I'm really just trying to do my best. It's not like I love working there either. Or like I think the policies are great. I'm just trying to work hard. I just need money, and food, and a house and things, and it's just, it's a lot sometimes. I don't think that my coworkers like me, and all of the customers hate me, because our company sucks, and our business is the worst. And then everyone's mean all the time. And our boss doesn't stick up for us. But because I'm not actively being torn down by him all the time, and I do kind of well, sometimes I feel like the other people don't like me because I don't get it as bad as they do. And then when Rachel ignores me like that, I don't know. It's just a lot. I feel really overwhelmed sometimes. Yeah. Today was kind of one of those days. So I wanted to come in here. I don't know how to keep doing it sometimes. I don't know. I feel really lonely at work sometimes without you, Pippo. Nobody gets me. Nobody's looking for me there. Nobody cares. I do my best, it's just used by management to take somebody else down, and if I don't do my best, then I'm the worst for not trying my best, and I don't know. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't wanna. It's really hard. Would you be mad at me if I quit? If I just stopped for a little while? If I just took a break sometimes? Would that be so bad? Would that make me lazy? It was just a lot today. It was a really long day. I just want you to take care of me sometimes, big brother. Just hold me and tell me it'll be okay. Yeah, I know. 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 I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know. I know. I know. I know it's okay. I know. I know it's okay. I know. I know. I know. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry you got your pillow wet and your shirt wet. And I feel like I do this every time. No wonder you don't want me to come and steal your blankets anymore. I know. I know. Thank you. Thank you, Big Brother. You're always the best to me. I know. I know it'll be okay. I know. How could it not be okay? Right? I've got you. You'll always take care of me, right? I know with you by my side, I can do it. You're the best example. You're strong and you're brave, and even when it's scary or it's tough, you still work hard and you still keep it together and you still support me, so. I know it'll be okay so long as I've got you. Yeah. Just squeeze me a little tighter. Too tight. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I needed. Squeeze the sad out. Ugh, now I can't breathe. I know, I did it to myself. Thank you. You're always there for me, Big Bro. You're always taking such good care of me. Tell me it'll be okay again. Yeah, I'm better. It was just... I don't know. It was just a little something. One of those days. But I know. I know it'll be okay. I've got a big brother who loves me. Who believes in me. If you say I can do it, then I can definitely do it. Big bro's never failed me. Never lied to me. You're not gonna start with this, right? Right. So, I've got nothing to worry about. Even if something happens, you'll take care of me. And with you supporting me, how could I fail? You make me feel like I could do anything sometimes. I really appreciate it when you believe in me. I don't do anything to have you praise me. When you tell me I've done a good job, it really means something. You must have done a really, really good job if you're saying so. Maybe. What if I get you sick? I'm sorry. No, I don't think I'm really sick. It's probably just from the crying, honestly. Thank you. For helping me. For being kind to me. For taking care of me. For holding me. For stroking my hair when I cry. For patting my back when I'm upset. For patting my head when I do well. For telling me it'll be okay, and for encouraging me, and for encouraging me, and for loving me, and for accepting me, and for being gentle to me, and kind to me, and for protecting me, and for understanding me. For being there for me. Thank you for being my big brother. I know you didn't have a lot of say in the matter, but... Thank you. You really are the best big brother. You are. You are. You're the best big brother a girl could ask for. Thank you for always encouraging me. I love you. I love you so much, big brother. Thank you. You deserve it. Oh, you didn't have to kiss me back. I always feel like a little kid when you kiss me on the forehead like that. Gosh. Oh. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. It's gross when you kiss me. He wants to be kissed by their big brother. Of course, it's not gross when I kiss you. I'm cute. Okay. Big brother, can I spend the night in your room tonight? Thank you. I just want to go back to my own bed. It's cold and it's not as comfy as yours. Oh, it's probably because it doesn't have you. On both accounts. I'll start looking for a new job tomorrow. But right now, I just want to go to bed. Can we do that? Can we just go to bed? Thank you.